Good day, my dear friends. I pray you're having a fantastic day. And for many of you, you would normally be in your home church, but because of circumstances, you are not. I'm Pastor Tim Tuden, the founder and pastor of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I just want to welcome you today from my home to yours. I pray that you are rested. I pray that you're looking for a word, especially to our Harvest family. I would normally see you this morning in person, but I can't. But thank you for all that you do for making ministry happen. Thank God for the folks on the East Coast, from Florida to New York and beyond, those on the West Coast, those in the Midwest and beyond. To God be the glory for the great things he continues to do. Let's have a word of prayer as we begin this time of sharing. Heavenly Father, we come today and we thank you for who you are. Even as we come now, it is always our prayer that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and we'll give your name the praise. Amen. Well, God bless you. Certainly glad to be here and to share with you. There is a word from the Lord today I want to share from the Gospel of Matthew, there in the 6th chapter, verses 33 and 34. Matthew 6, 33 and 34. It reads, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Verse 34, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." I want to read that 34th verse using Eugene Peterson's translation called The Message. It's a very interesting translation because it gives you real street talk. So this is Matthew 6 and 34 from the Message Bible. It says, "Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen on tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, "The Struggle is Real, Part Number Two." The struggle is real, part number two. You must agree with that even now. We're all familiar with coronavirus. It's a term we've been using throughout the past couple of weeks, certainly prayerful for so many families around the world who are having to deal with illnesses. And so we continue to pray for those that we may know or maybe we're not familiar with. But even as people are being tested, even as doctors and those in the medical community continue to look for a cure, let's face it, we as a civilization have gone into panic mode. We've gone into panic mode. I know you love the Lord and he's heard your cry, but it's caused us to be a bit anxious. It's caused us to be overly concerned. It's caused us, in short, to be worried. That's a strong word, worried. But I came by to remind you today that Jesus Christ ministered to people who worried. The struggle was real for them. The struggle is real for us even now. Let me rewind a review just for a moment from last week. And of course, you can get that on our broadcast as well. And that is what we shared on last week from John 16:33. "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world." The takeaway in part one of this preaching series really was about how we need to embrace the peace of God, that peace that passeth all understanding. The Bible talks about he will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. So I want to spend some time in those two passages, Matthew 6, 33, 34, 34 in particular. And in short, it says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." What a true word. Jesus is sharing with his disciples in this text. He has left the crowd, gone up to the mountain, and he shares what is commonly called the biblical truths, the Sermon on the Mount. And as he's sharing with them, he covers a lot of different things because he wants to make sure that they are equipped for the greater work of ministry. He talks to them about giving to the needy. He talks about prayer. He talks about fasting. He talks about treasures in heaven, which talks about money. But he also talks about worry. Yes, worry. We struggle with worry. Worry is real. These disciples were worried about their life, worried about what they were going to eat, worried about what they were going to drink, worried about what they were going to wear. My, does that sound familiar? That what they dealt with then, we're dealing with now, even though thousands of years apart. And so Matthew 6, 33 and 34, but 33 kind of sets it up. Even though Christ had talked about this sense of looking at the fields and the birds and why nobody's freaking out. Why should you, in so many words? But he says in Matthew 6, 33, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. In other words, seek and focus on the things of God and all of his righteousness. As a result, things will be added. And adding could mean not just material stuff, but adding peace and adding joy to your situation. But it is important to follow the Lord's command, surrender to his control, and consider his conclusions. Let's take that very first part of Matthew 6, 34. It says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. That is a command. It's not a suggestion. He is saying, do not worry about tomorrow. A command or commands. There are a set of instructions that God gives to his people. They are the do's and the don'ts about certain activities that we're taking part in. And some scholars say that there are more than 1,000 commands just in the New Testament. He says it to his disciples. He's saying it to modern day followers. Do not worry about tomorrow. Amen? That's so key. Hebrews 13 and 8 reminds us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He's not going to change. Coronavirus will come and go, but he will continue to be the same. He's saying, that's the message, do not worry about tomorrow. The struggle of worry is real, but we can't lose sight of what God commanded. He's also in control. We've got to yield to his control. It says in that same verse, for tomorrow will worry about itself. How so? Because the Lord is in control. Not was, not could be. He is in control. I believe that. As a believer in Jesus Christ, we can hold on to that, that he is indeed in control. He is the God who made tomorrow. So tomorrow is no huge deal for him. I love what Psalm 90 and 4 says, and Moses wrote this. He says, for 1,000 years in your sight are like one day that's just gone by, or one watch in the night. So we get hooked up on calendars and, oh God, tomorrow is coming, and what would the news bring? Tomorrow will worry about itself. God is in control. You know, and just trying to wrap our minds and our spirits around that, that's not to say that I don't care and you don't care about coronavirus. I'm going to trust in the Lord. That's true. But we got to know that no matter what comes our way, God is in control. Thank God for Jesus Christ, his son, whom he sent. And so he's sharing that with his followers. Just to remind you, you're concerned about life and food and drink and what you're going to wear. But let me remind you, I am still in control. Control, command. But we got to draw some kind of conclusion from this. The latter part of verse 34, Matthew 6, says, every day has enough trouble of its own. Don't worry about Monday. There's some Monday trouble. Don't fast forward to Tuesday. Tuesday's always waiting with its own trouble. There's Wednesday trouble. There's Thursday trouble. There's Friday trouble. There's Saturday trouble. And you can get into a tizzy worried about, oh God, what is tomorrow going to bring? And there's a conclusion that God says by way of Christ, don't worry, concentrate on the here and now. All you really have is right now. I've got this moment on Facebook right now, but you know, it's a recording. It's live, but at some point it can keep being played back. You have all you need in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I love what the Lord's Prayer says. We recite it. We say it. It's one of my starter prayers. Give us this day our daily bread. This day. He didn't say give us tomorrow's bread, but give us this day. The people of Israel, they're in the wilderness, and they were told, I'll give you manna, but don't try to store up a little carry out for tomorrow. It's just going to stink. But embrace and eat the manna I've given you for today. Well, you know, in life, we always abide by supposedly zones. They're work zones. That means you got to slow down. If somebody is saying to you, slow or stop, you're in a work zone. Around our schools and communities, we have what's called a drug-free zone. I want to say to you today that over time, we've set up worry zones. Yeah, worry zones in our homes. Worry zones on our jobs. Worry zones in our communities, so that we need to tear those signs down, move them out of our existence, and know that the struggle is real, but God is able. Christ wants to remove some things from your life. Fear, worry, but sin is so key. Is that the Bible talks about sin. The wages of sin is death. Gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And I want to leave this with you, that in your worrying, make sure that you've got your life together, meaning that you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. ABC. I love that. It means what? To accept, to believe, and confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, the struggle is real, but know that no need for you to worry about that's tomorrow, right? It'll take care of us. Let's pray today. Father, we thank you for this passage. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. And we thank you, dear God, for the people of God. Now, that does not mean that we'll stop worrying right away. But God, we receive it now that you are able to take care of our tomorrows and our todays. Well, I pray you've been blessed today. I want to say a few things that will keep you in tune to us, that you can go to our website. It's www.com2harvest.org. That's www.com2harvest.org. You will find there certainly more information. There's a menu. You like menus. When you go eat, there's a menu. You can download our app. I know you'll be blessed daily. We have videos. This will be up later, but there are videos from our past sermons, videos from last week's struggle part one. There's a prayer wall that you can put a prayer request in. Know that other folk are praying for you in your worry. And also know you can sow seeds into our ministry. I think it's good ground. Well, my friends, I pray that this day is going to be blessed for you. Make it be a worry-free day. Shake off the worry and know that God is in control. Well, that's all the time that we have. I'm Dr. Tim Tooten, the founder and pastor of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Have a blessed day in the Lord.